yes to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. My soul say yes, 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 my Lord, my soul says yes. Yes, yes, my soul says yes, 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 my Lord, my soul says yes, 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 yes to your will. My life I freely give to trust every day. You taught me to say, through the good times and bad, you're the best friend I ever had, and you lead me to that promised land. My soul says yes, 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 my Lord, my soul says yes, 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 my soul says yes, 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 my Lord, my soul says yes, 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 yes to your will. My life I freely give to trust every day. You taught me to say, through the good times and bad, you're the best friend I ever had, and you lead us to that promised land. Our soul says yes, 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 I'm Lord, my soul says yes, 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 oh, yes, Lord, yes, 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 oh, yes, Lord, my soul says yes, 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 my Lord, my soul says yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me, when your Spirit speaks to me, when your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As we say yes to the Lord, our souls are panting after the water. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Yes, yes, yes. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You, O God, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone, O God. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Hallelujah. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone, O God. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire and I long to worship you. Hallelujah.
Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the Master's Call. Thank you that our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, thought it not robbery and said a yes to your mandate. We thank you and we ask you to touch the speaker that is coming forward with the word straight from the throne room. We ask that you just continue to rest on the speaker, give them the words that they should speak directly to us, download it straight into their spirit. We thank you and ask you to keep the Des De Leon family as they have founded Artist Life and every Artist Life distributor from Advisor to Royal Platinum. And we thank you, Lord, that you and you alone are God. We thank you that you keep us in perfect peace as our mind is stayed on you. We ask that you continue to be with the Weatherspoon family during this time of bereavement, and we know that we know that we know that your peace that passes all understanding, your comfort, your rest, your joy will be with them. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and we say amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here. Prophet Kai, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my beautiful Mississippi Queen. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, I can tell you are ready for that word this morning, and I tell you the joy of the Lord is definitely within your spirit, and we just give God glory for you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family and friends. We're so glad that you've joined us this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I am so thankful to God that he's given us another opportunity to uplift the name of Jesus. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because we're in for a treat today. Let me share just a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010. Yes, we have been here for 10 years, and we're so grateful that the co-founders, our wonderful Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, said yes to the Master. And with that, standing on God's Word, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we definitely have a website you can go to. It's called themasterscall.net, the Master's Call with the S, masterscall.net. That's available to you 24/7, and you can always get the bios of the speakers as well as past messages and just such great information. You can also leave your thoughts and your prayers there on the site. Our theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. And we're so thankful that God is doing an awesome work in this ministry as well as around the country. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry. We invite you to do so. You can be a greeter. You can host. You can share a word from the Lord. You may even have a song in your heart. And we definitely invite you to do so. You can send your information as well as your prayer requests and praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, we also on Fridays will take verbally your prayer requests as well as your praise reports in the second half of the call. So invite your family and friends and tell them this is a wonderful way to start their day. Now, what brought us all together is this awesome health and wellness company called Artist International that was established well over 30 years by the Diaz de Leon family, and we're so thankful that they're still going strong with Artist Life, and we definitely have wonderful products that will help restore your health. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll share more information with you. But not only that, today is Testimonial Thursday on the Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294, excuse me, 617 pound, 294-617 pound. And again, today is Testimonial Thursday, which is will be hosted by Minister, we call her Minister Manager D. Lee, and we know that it's going to be an awesome time. So go and share after this call. Well, I tell you what, we have a dynamic woman of God who is definitely no stranger to this call, and she has truly been phenomenal the entire time she's been showing up, because God, she allows God to use her each and every time. She is a prayer warrior without a doubt, okay, because we have seen her stand on God's word, and God do the miraculous, and it's been done within her family. We're talking about Minister Willa Peterson, who lives in Tampa, Florida, with the love of her life, to whom she's been married for well over 45 years, Mr. Jerry Peterson. She is the mother of three children and the grandmother of two adorable grandchildren. And we know that Minister Willa is a woman who stands on God's word. She is a member of Bible-Based Fellowship Church, where she serves on the Salvation Army Ministry, the Justice Ministry, and Global Missions Ministry. She loves the Lord with all her heart and seeks to exemplify that in everything she does. That goes without saying. One of her favorite scripture verses is Galatians 6 and 9, where it says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Praise God. We are introducing to some and presenting to others the one, the only dynamic woman of God, Minister Willa Peterson from Tampa, Florida. Are you there, Minister Willa?
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you, and praise the Lord. Glory be to God this morning. Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. God, that's all we want to do is be in your will. Oh, God, we want to be like that deer who pants for the water as we pant after you. So, Minister Brenda, you know the Holy Spirit is right up in this place this morning, and so we thank you for so beautifully ushering us in, and also for the wonderful introduction of me this morning. I mean, Minister Brenda, my heart is rejoicing. So if I have to put myself on mute, it's because my heart is, I'm telling you, my soul is happy. My soul is happy, but I don't want to take up the time because I was meant to come here this morning and bring a word, but I'm telling you, yes, Lord, yes. You know, when I just think about the Lord and his will for us, and if we follow along his will, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, and Prophet Kai, thank you so much for greeting our family this morning and for your God-inspired and anointed prayer. I just thank you all so much. I tell you, my soul is rejoicing. And I just thank you all for all that you do. And I'm sure that what God sees in you, he is pleased, my sisters. And Dr. Vanessa, what can I say? There are absolutely no words of gratitude that I can find to articulate my sheer appreciation for you in this master's call. Now, many of you, I don't know if you know this, but Dr. Vanessa has never missed a day here on this call. Now, we may not have heard her as she was taking care of her mother, of our mother Josie, in the final days and as she was making the home-going arrangements, but we knew that Dr. Vanessa was listening. God, Dr. Vanessa, I just cannot thank you enough for all that you have put into this master's call. Your faithfulness, Dr. Vanessa, your dedication to this call, and the people of God whose lives have been transformed because of your diligence, and how you have allowed God to use, how God has used us as a result of your pushing us out of the nest. It's okay. It's okay. From the depths of my heart, I say thank you. And what can I say about Dr. PK? She is also the glue that has kept us all together here. Dr. PK, your dedication and commitment to call us to fast have given us the ability to hear from God and his next direction for our lives. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Father, all of you, hallelujah, and none of me, as I bring a message to your sons and daughters this morning. God, I pray that I hear your voice clearly. Matthew 18:18 tells us, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So, God, thank you for loosing your authority over this call, that it will go forth with clarity. Lord, please remove any distractions from my mind and the minds of our family members who are on this call, that we can grasp exactly what the Holy Spirit has put on my heart. God, I pray that I impart your word with clarity. I pray, oh God, that your anointing, and I thank you for your anointing, oh God, to give me what thus says the Lord, all of you, Lord, and none of me. In your precious name I pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my family, my message last month was entitled Overcoming Obstacles. And I talked about the woman with the issue of blood. I talked about Amanda Gordon, the young poet's laureate. And I also talked about my granddaughter, Taryn, who had to persevere in the midst of challenges and overcome the obstacles that were set before them. Now, there were times when I'm sure they had to encourage themselves to get to the place called destiny for that preordained place in their lives. For the woman with the issue of blood, she held on to her faith and knew if she could just touch Jesus' garment, she would be healed. For Amanda, it was not letting a speech impediment deter her, but used it as a gift and a strength. And for my granddaughter, Taryn, her words, I am brave, I am strong, I can do hard things, encouraged this then 2.5-year-old to persevere through what was ahead of her. You see, I understand we all have obstacles to overcome. And as long as we live, there will be challenges to overcome. Some because of our own doing, and others are totally out of our control. Some obstacles are more tragic and devastating than others. However, we must understand that nothing that goes on in our lives has not been shifted through God's hands first. He knows every single detail about what we're going through. Yes, it's hard. Yes, some obstacles and challenges seem to never end. Sometimes we may even say, God, why me? It is during these times that we must grab hold to scripture verses applicable to what we're going through, meditate on those verses, and then encourage ourselves in the Lord. You see, I am reminded of David. You know David, that shepherd boy who became Israel's third and most important king? That David, the musician that was talked about in 1 Psalm 16:23. The David who killed the bears and the lions to defend his father's sheep and then used that as his background history for the reason why he felt confident enough to defeat Goliath. And that's in 1 Samuel 17:34-7, with 5 smooth stones and a slingshot, I might add. David, that ruddy, unassuming boy who Samuel anointed king of God's people. David, that great warrior from whom Saul, out of jealousy, grew to hate. And that's in 1 Samuel chapter 19. David, who committed adultery with Bathsheba. David, who wanted to cover up his sin with Bathsheba by having her husband Uriah killed. And that's in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 14-17. This David, who was a man of God's own heart. And that's in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. David, who had to encourage himself in the Lord.
Now, I just want to kind of park right here right now and talk about how and why David had to encourage himself in the Lord. Well, in the course of time, found in 1 Samuel chapter 27, David was convinced he was not safe in Israel if Saul was alive. So he put his life at risk by going to the land of the Philistines, where Achish, king of Gath, was. David was convinced the king that David had convinced the king that he would war against the Israelites, his own people. Now, King Achish saw this as an opportunity to have David as his bodyguard forever, although David had other plans. Well, as it turned out, God intervened when one of the Philistine commanders inquired about David joining the Philistines in battle against the Israelites and then turning on them. Now, although King Achish trusted David's loyalty, there was nothing he could do. So David and his men returned to Ziklag. And, oh, my goodness, what a tragic surprise David and his men saw when they got there. Their camp had been invaded by the Amalekites. They had burned the city and kidnapped the women and everyone in it, from the youngest to the oldest. David's army was fierce with him, to the point of wanting to stone him. They probably blamed him for leaving Ziklag defenseless as he fled to Gath to escape from Saul. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. That's what we're told in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, chapter 30, verse 6. He remembered that God delivered him from the lions and the bears. He delivered him from the hands of Saul numerous times. So David knew where to turn for his help. He got divine orders from God when he asked the priest Abiathar to bring the ephod to him. David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And the Lord answered David and said, "Pursue them, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail and recover all." That was a promise. And that was in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 7 and 8. So David went with the help of an Egyptian man from the field. He was a servant of an Amalekite who God providentially placed in David's path, led David and his 400 men to the Amalekite camp. Now, these men who were in the camp were celebrating because they had acquired everything during the raid. They were drinking and dancing and partying, and they were just in no shape whatsoever to defend themselves. So as a result, David pursued and recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, including his two wives, Ahinoam and Abigail. And nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoils or anything which had been taken from them. David recovered all. Isn't that a blessing how God can cause us just to recover everything? Then, as we will see in 2 Samuel chapter 2, David is anointed king of Israel. David was right around the corner from a blessing when he encouraged himself in the Lord. And you know, family, today we are still faced with those kinds of circumstances. Let's take a look at the people in Texas who are amid an overwhelming obstacle. In addition to COVID-19, countless numbers are faced with deaths of loved ones, power outages, hunger, destroyed homes, and lives due to the devastating winter storms. I can only imagine them saying, "Okay, God, what in the world is going on?" as they at the same time took the time to pray and encourage themselves, knowing that God has a plan and is working it out for his glory and for their good. Why is it, though, I ask myself, that millions of Texans had to suffer because of the decision made to not to require the equipment upgrades to withstand extreme winter temperatures and to operate mostly isolated from the other grids in the United States, leaving the power system unprepared for this outage? Why? Well, I won't even go into the reason why. I think we kind of know. But as a result, millions suffered, and the unknown can be very frightening. Yet, we are called to have faith believing there is nothing that goes on in our lives that has not been sifted through God's hands first, and we have to trust God. Lord, I continue to pray, and this family here continues to pray, that you are encouraging them as they go through this time, God, and that you are restoring them and preparing the exceedingly abundantly above in their lives. And we already saw, I call it a miracle as a result of this. When we look at Mother Josie's homegoing celebration, just a few days before that, hallelujah, there was a storm. But did you see how beautiful that day was? Glory be to God. We saw the devastation at Tony Evans' Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship Church. We've heard about how he, and read about how he has been diagnosed with COVID-19. But God is still working, and we're certainly praying for that. So my TMC family, what obstacles are you facing today? What obstacles are you trusting God to overcome? Is the difficulty getting through the loss of a loved one due to the senseless deaths of COVID-19? Is it a death caused by an unforeseen brutality or another illness? Is it overcoming obstacles from the loss of a job or loss of wages because of COVID-19? Is it the death of a relationship or the death of a marriage? Is it overcoming an addiction? Family, whatever it is, God gives us strategies to get through overcoming our obstacles. And I have 4 points for you. The first one is be like David. I know it's hard, but we have to take a step back away from the situation and encourage ourselves in the Lord. Oh, my God. Without God, we can do nothing. But with God, we can do everything. The Lord tells us in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. He will give you strength to forgive someone who has treated you unfairly. He will give you strength to get through the transition of a loved one. I loved it when I heard Dr. Vanessa say that they are at peace. Glory be to God. Their family is at peace. And we continue to pray for your family and you, Dr. Vanessa. Oftentimes, these challenges and obstacles are a test to see if we believe what we say we believe and do we believe in who we say we believe in. And yes, family, we are praying for all of you as you go through the struggles and praising God for the victories. Point number two, trust God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You see, God sees around corners that we don't see. He knows what we don't know. So what may seem like an obstacle could really be a miracle in the making in your life. So trust God. Point number three, know that God has you. Proverbs 21:1 tells us, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like rivers of water, he turns it whichever way he wishes. God is sovereign over this universe and everything in it. And he has the final say, even over those who have authority over you. And lastly, point number four. God has given us the authority to trample Satan under our feet with prayer, fasting, and praise. And what a wonderful job Dr. PK has done with telling us and teaching us about fasting. And my God, we know Satan cannot stand our praise. Satan would love nothing more than for the obstacles with which we are faced to get next to us and to get us down. But glory be to God, Isaiah 54:7 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every lying tongue which rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. Satan would love nothing more than to stop us from serving him because of the burdens of the obstacles that have been placed on us. God has given you the authority, as I said, to trample Satan under our feet along with his minions. And when we do that, and when we praise God, and when we pray, and when we tell Satan to get on up out of here, you are not wanted here, and praise, do a hallelujah Shabbat praise, Satan will have to flee. And then, my family, what a testimony you will have as you overcome your obstacles. I pray this word has been a blessing to you this morning. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for that awesome on-time word this morning. Yes, we definitely can overcome all the obstacles through Jesus Christ. I will be calling you back to close us with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your glory filling the temples. Lord, we are talking about the temples of our heart, that we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, trusting and believing in everything that is going on, no matter what it looks like, God, you are still in control. We thank you, Father, for this awesome message through our wonderful Minister Willa, Lord God, to remind us, Father God, that we can overcome any obstacle with you, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, because you told us through with you all things are possible to those that believe. Lord, we thank you for this woman of God. We ask that you pour back virtues of blessings, Lord, in her spirit, man, and on upon her and her family, Lord God, like never before, as she had poured out to us, Father God. Thank you, Father, for blessing their going out and their coming in, blessing everywhere their feet tread and where their hands touch. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that you continuously place upon her, Father God, and that you will extend your glory among her, Lord God, in all that she does. We thank you, Father God, for every member on this call. We ask that you strengthen, you keep them, Lord God, and let them know, Father God, that with you all things are possible and everything is well, Lord God, in their spirit, man, in their souls, in their hearts, and in their territories, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are going through health challenges. We plead the blood of Jesus. Yes, we apply the blood of Jesus over every situation that's attacking the bodies, Lord God. We thank you for healing these. Patricia, Lewis, Minister Sharon, Derwin, Sir John, Jerry, Jerome, Bart, Linda, Michelle, Jerome, Jose, Anthony, Ken, Enrico, Lord God, and even Dr. Tony Evans. Lord God, we thank you for anointing them, applying the blood of Jesus over their bodies, Lord God. You said when two or three comes together touching and agreeing on anything, you're definitely in the midst. And whatever we ask, you will do it, and we thank you for watching over your word to perform it. We lift up the bereaved families, Lord God. We continue to strengthen our very own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and her family, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you got your arms around them. We know, Father God, that you're filling them with the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we glorify you, Father, for doing a greater work in each and every one of them, Lord God, as they have continued to fulfill the missions that you called them to do. We lift up the Lee and the Phillips family, Lord God, the Walker family, the Frazier family, the Johnson and Washington families, Lord God, the Duncan family, the Crawford family, and Tina's family. Lord God, we lift them up before you, and we ask that you continue to strengthen them, Lord God, as they have laid their loved ones to rest, Father God. To be absent from the body is to be present with you, and we thank you for everything that you're doing in this season and in this hour. We lift up Artist Life in its entirety. Bless Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon, Alejandro and Elvia, Father God, and all those that are participating with artists. We know, Lord God, that you're doing a work that no man can do without you, Lord God. So we thank you for filling the needs. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, it's definitely been a blessing, awesome word today. Share this a message with somebody. The playback is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound. Remember, Testimonial Thursday is up next, 712-770-4005, the PIN 294-617#. Thank you again, Minister Kai, for Prophet Kai, for seating and greeting everyone, and just I tell you for the for allowing God to use you in such a special way this morning. And again, Minister Willow, thank you for that awesome word this morning. Would you please come and give us our benediction?
Thank you, Minister Brenda. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the thing which I sent it." Father, we thank you for this precious word so that we can take comfort in knowing that when you send a word out, Lord, it will perform what you sent it to do. So, God, as we continue to trust you, God, and as these obstacles are cast down in our lives, Lord, we thank you for the word. We thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for the strength that you gave us to get through. We thank you for the praise report and the victory in advance. Now, God, I ask that you watch over your children, our family this day, God, and that everything that we hold dear, Father, we commit our lives and our schedules to you today. Order our footsteps, Lord. Be that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you for perfect protection. Thank you for that your will be done in our lives today as we entrust our lives to you. We give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, as my TNC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, please know that I honestly love me some you. Go out and have a joyful, God-filled, Christ-centered day. Bye-bye.